Okay. So anyway, Mary Getten, to learn more about Mary and her work, it's marygetten.com, MaryGetten.com. And as I said, it was her and Granny, our 104-year-old matron,
yeah,
that's still alive and vibrant on planet Earth. It's their spark of inspiration that initiated this monthly Global Water Healing Meditation Call. So thank you so much, Mary. Thank you, Granny. And the website for these monthly, for this event, is globalwaterhealing.org. And on that website are the tapes, the recordings of all of the previous meditations that have been led since we started doing this well over a year ago now. So I just wanted to acknowledge Mary and Granny and give a little overview about what these calls are about. Every month there's a different facilitator. So let's see, what do I need to do? So just a little bit. Yeah, so just so you know a little bit more about me, Dave, my name is Linda Shea, and my partner in this work is David Rosenthal.
Hi, everybody.
And our website is dolphinheartworld.com, so you can learn a little bit more about what we do and how we share the dolphin gifts in the world as well. And I will turn this over to Shoshana now. Let me introduce our facilitator of this meditation experience.
I'm going to put everybody on mute.
Okay. So Shoshana's mission is to help serve the spirits in the most compassionate manner possible. Shoshana's intention is to help others wake up to their lives through the work of the compassionate spirit showing the way of healing to the client. Shoshana describes her work as planting a seed that will then grow 1,000 trees of happiness, joy, bliss, healing, and right action, helping to make our human condition more exquisite and life-affirming. And Shoshana says the flame in each of our souls shines brighter, serving one another and the Mother, Earth and all its creatures. Being as bright a flame as possible shines light farther than you know, igniting other flames everywhere. Shoshana is a woman of great passion for the compassionate spirits and loving guides in her life, as well as having a profound reverence for life all around her. She's been a shamanic practitioner for over 22 years, along with being a massage therapist for over 24. So Shoshana, please, let's welcome Shoshana. Thank you so much for bringing your gifts into this event and leading us all on a beautiful shamanic journey in your unique way into a shared healing experience for the waters on Earth. Welcome and thank you.
Shoshana, you press star 6 to unmute yourself.
Yes.
Sorry about that. We didn't work that out before.
Shoshana, are you there? Press star 6. David Troy.
I'm going to unmute everybody.
Okay. Okay. Hi.
Hi. Now we're going to need to do that again.
Oh, we're going to need to do this again. I'm sorry.
So
Shoshana, because we do have an echo.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to mute everyone, and then you go ahead and do star 6. Okay, Shoshana, go ahead.
Am I there? Can you hear
You're
me?
You're here.
Yay.
Okay. Could be the spirits. You know, you never know. They're feisty little buggers.
Keeping us on our thin slippers and toes.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you. Thank you, Linda, so much. I appreciate it. I was recognizing that bio from like 6 years ago.
It's
that
a very beautiful
amazing.
Bio.
that was fun.
Made me want to learn more about you.
Thank you. So welcome, everybody. And I have a special surprise for you today. This was a real surprise for me as well. For those of you who don't know about shamanism, in a nutshell, it's really about communicating with the spirits and moving out of time. So while this will be more of a guided meditation than an actual shamanic journey, we're still going to be moving out of time and communicating with the animals and the water. And so all shamans are, shamanic practitioners are animists. They believe there is spirit in everything and treat it as such. So we'll be talking to water and sea creatures and cetaceans, which I'm sure you're all very familiar with. So when I went to Journey for the meditation, I was told that Lolita from the Sea Aquarium, I'm actually living in Florida now, and have been to that Sea Aquarium. I'm from here and left a long time ago, but in any case, I had been there when I was a child. And I was told that Lolita from the Sea Aquarium will be our guide on this journey. And this is possible because Lolita is meeting us in the spirit world and allowing some part of her free soul to be with us. Just like some part of our free soul, like our dreaming soul, is going to take this journey today. And she's very excited about this. Now, Mary and I are besties, and Mary came down. We visit each other all the time, just as a little aside. And she wanted to go see Lolita. And I said, no, I'm not going. I can't do it. You know, it's too heartbreaking for me. You know, I'm a big empath. No, we have to go. We have to talk to her, blah, blah, blah. So we went. I walked in. I wept. And I said, oh, Mary, I can't, you know, I just can't do this. So we did whatever we could do there for her. And I, mind you, haven't been back since. So I was quite surprised to hear her wanting to be here. And I'm thrilled. I am totally thrilled. And Mary's thrilled because I spoke to her about this. So before we begin, I'm going to call in the spirits the way I know how to do it. And I'll be calling, and feel free to call them into wherever you are, the spirits of 100% pure light that work in your life. Call everybody in. I'm going to ask for protection over all of our homes, everywhere in the world where you might be. Because when you travel in the middle world, it's a little dicey. So you just want all the great, wonderful spirits to be with you, and they will. So if you just give me a moment, you'll hear me rattling and singing, and that's my way of calling in everything. So you can take your time, take a nice deep breath, and just relax and listen to that, see where it takes you, and then I will bring you back to the meditation.
Hey la la la, 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 hey la la la.
Okay, Your room should be filled with lots of cetaceans. They're kind of everywhere here. By the way, I used to work on a whale watch vessel in the Pacific Northwest. My boyfriend and I had one for some years, and I've had the pleasure of being in J-Pod and L-Pod. Actually, Lolita is from and so I've been with much of her family because most cetaceans live quite a long time outside of captivity. So for those of you who don't know anything about Lolita, I will just give you a little background here. There was a horrible big take in the 70s up in the San Juans. I won't go into it now, but in any case, Lolita was taken in the take, and she has been kept for 45 years in an illegal-sized tank at the Sea Aquarium. There have been many petitions and begging and pleading and all kinds of things with your other owners to release her, to no avail. And she was in L-Pod, and she still has family there. She's alone in that tank, and people have offered her a retirement plan, bringing her out into the open ocean that's penned off and, offering a re-assimilation back to the pod in the San Juans. If she is unable to do that, they will keep her in a big open ocean area that would be safe for her and be in the ocean, which she is not in, and it's much cooler there, which is much better for her. So there are new owners now at the Sea Aquarium, so there's another push to get her retired out of there and to get her back to her family. If you are interested in doing something about this, the people who are working on this, one of the groups who is working on this, it's called OrigamiWhalesProject.org, O-R-I-G-A-M-I, Whales, W-H-A-L-E-S, Project.org. You can find lots of information. You can sign petitions. You can call. You can do anything you wish. I highly recommend you do that. More the better. So with that in mind, Lolita's free spirit is wandering around here. She's ready to get going. So I'd like you all to take some nice, deep breaths. Just allow yourself to relax and be comfortable wherever you are. Quiet your mind. And as you do this, you'll be able to imagine yourself at the Sea Aquarium in Florida. If you've never been there, it looks like many other big aquariums. It has a huge parking lot. It's in a beautiful area of South Florida called Key Biscayne. It's like a peninsula out there, and that pen is towards the back. So just imagine yourself. It's all about intention. You know, how you live in your life is also how you journey. So it's all about intention. Intend to meet us all in the parking lot. So take a nice deep breath. And there's nobody in the parking lot but us. It's a warm, sunny day here. It's about 83 degrees. It's humid. It's sticky and lovely. And blue, blue skies and big cumulus white clouds. There's a slight breeze because we're here at the ocean and the bay. So just feel yourself there waiting with the rest of us in the parking lot. So take a nice deep breath, and we're going to walk. We're walking now as a group towards the back where Lolita's tank is, and we're going to scurry along so we can spend most of our time with her. And your next breath is bringing you in front of the tank. And Lolita is peeking up out of her tank, and she is thrilled, thrilled that we are there. She knows all of you in the deepest place of her soul as you know her. And she's breaching. For those of you who don't know what that is, that's a whale's ability, some ungodly way, to lift their entire body out of the water and stand straight up. It's spectacular. It's a greeting, as we know it. So take a deep breath. We're standing here. We're greeting here. We're opening our hearts to her. And just allow yourself to feel her exquisiteness. Now, Normally, this is very sad for me, but today, Lolita is thrilled to be our guide on this adventure. It was her idea, so I'm really happy too. And she's going to take us through the ocean to help us out and give her spirit some fun. So with her next breath, she says that the best way to travel is on her back. And because all things are possible in this spirit world, we are now much smaller than we appear ordinarily. So let's all take a nice deep breath and climb aboard. She can handle anything. She can make herself large, really large. So we're now glomming onto her back, and we're holding on to one another. And brace yourself. They're kind of slippery little devils. And you can hang on to one another and get prepared for the ride of your life. And on our next breath, we're taking off. And so we're flying out of this place, and she's taking us into the waters that are taking us into the Caribbean. So we're off into the Atlantic, and we're down. We can all breathe underwater. It's not a problem. And she is having a great time. And it's kind of hard to stay on a little bit because she's kind of wild. So we're having fun. So our intention is to spread healing words and intentions into the waters wherever we travel. Words have power and vibration. To send them off in the water like this is healing, along with our heart-centered intention. Our intention into the world is for people to wake up to their own divinity and the spirit within. When this happens, they make better decisions for everything. So this is about connection and creation. Everything comes from this place, and our quest for healing miracles is just one of the many requests of creation. So let's take some deep breaths, relax, and let's ride. And thank you, Lolita, for being our guide. She is really feeling useful in a very big and beautiful way. So as we ride, we're going to chant. You can do this quietly. You can do it out in the room because we're all muted. So in the waters, and we're going to sing this vibration out into the waters. And it's very simple. It's heal the waters, clean the waters, life for all. Heal the waters, clean the waters, life for all. Heal the waters, clean the waters, life for all. Please repeat this as you ride, and this vibration will go out farther than you can ever imagine. Heal the waters, clean the waters, life for all. Now, Lolita is taking us into the Caribbean, where the water is azure blue and clear. You can't believe how exquisitely clear and crystalline this water is. And it's shallow, and when you look down, the sand is white, white, white. It's almost as if we can just touch it if we step down. It's beautiful, gorgeous, gorgeous. So we're riding through this water, and we're feeling this warmth, wetness along our bodies, and it's just welcoming. Water has its own life and its own spirit. So allow the water's spirit to come through you and onto you as well. And we're passing some sea turtles. They're just dancing in their own exquisite way past us. There's lots of sea turtles in the Caribbean, and conch shells. Everywhere you look, there's conch shells all around. And we're passing by some coral reefs that look like a fantasy land of bright pink sand coral, some tan brain coral, red fan coral, and everything imaginable in between, teeming with life. Warm, beautiful waters, just the right temperature. Everything has this spark of happiness and spirit. There are parrotfish and yellow tangs and angelfish and some curious barracudas looking at us, as they do, big ones. They're really, really fun, actually. So let's stop for a minute and sound our chant and give this audience, this joy and this vibration out to them. Heal the waters, clean the waters, life for all. Heal the waters, clean the waters, life for all. And as you chant this, you are able to see the vibration of your words underwater, going everywhere, doing what it can do to clean and clear. Heal the waters, clean the waters, life for all. One of the biggest problems now in the reef is acidosis in the ocean. So our intention is to help clear that alkaline the water more and allow life to be teeming. Heal the waters, clean the waters, life for all. So now we're taking off from this beautiful reef and we're gliding on this back of this beautiful cetacean, Lolita. She's having a grand time, and we're all kind of hanging on to each other like an E-ride at Disney. And we're heading towards South America. We're passing some very shy sperm whales. They're very adorable, and they're very, very shy, but they want to be with us. And they start to follow us and join in the chanting. Heal the waters, clean the waters, life for all. We are also caravanned by dolphins, little spinners, and it's a party. Everyone is beaming the intention of clean waters, healthy life with sustainability. So take a nice breath. Take this in. We have spinner dolphins around us. We have sperm whales coming in and out, peeking around us. We're on Lolita. We've got beautiful reefs. The water is gorgeous and warm. And we are cleaning and cleaning and cleaning. So let's take a moment as we watch this beautiful show of fish and cetaceans all around and open our hearts to them and feel and listen to a message from them. So close your eyes, relax, and get in tune with the creatures around you, even the spirit of water. And when dealing with water, just have the intention of collecting the information from its spirit. Everything has consciousness. And take a deep breath and see what comes to you, some encouraging words to live by. So breathe and wait. Okay, let's take a nice deep breath and open our eyes. And let's thank everything around us for helping us, all the fish, the coral reefs, the water. And we will continue. As we go, so do we implant the intention of healing the waters. You are going to notice as you look down in your hands, there is a tool given to you by spirit to help clear the water. That's its only purpose. It reaches miles all around you. So as we swim through these oceans, we're clearing and cleansing with our intention focused in the tool. Look at it and hold it. and bless it for this great job. Take a breath. Look down in your hands. You're going to see a specific tool just for you. Its intention is to clean, and not just clean right around you, but to clean out to the horizon and beyond. It's like inertia. Everything just keeps going and going and going once we start. So take that moment, look at the tool, bless the tool for coming, and thank it for doing this job. So I'm going to play the rattle for a minute. We're going to go through the water, holding our tool out to the side, and watch what happens. Good job. Take a breath, open your eyes, and watch how everything is changing around you. Now, Lolita is taking us around Chile, and the waters are cooler here. You can feel it. Your skin has some little goosebumps on it, but you'll be fine. And you're just having a whole change of environment. And now there are these huge sea lions that are jumping off the rocks, never to miss a party. They are total party animals. So they're coming towards us. There's many, many sea lions, and they're coming. And then we're hearing them honking. And they know why we are here, and they want to help by guiding us through some rocky areas. And Lolita says she's having a great time making new friends. So we're coming through. Lolita's being taken like an entourage with these sea lions to these kind of rocky, craggy areas. And now we're open again. And the sea lions are hanging around us like a greeting ceremony. And the sea lions have a message for us. Let's say our chant to this area and afterwards listen closely for a message. Heal the waters. Clean the waters, life for all. Heal the waters, clean the waters, life for all. Heal the waters, clean the waters, life for all. So just take a minute and ask the sea lions for some information. Let's take a nice deep breath, bring our consciousness back to being on the whale, thanking the sea lions for all this information. But we must turn back now. So let's sing our chant all the way back and know that the vibrations of these words will go everywhere along with the work of the cleaning tool. We are diving and swimming on Lolita's back through the waters back home. Heal the waters, clean the waters, life for all. Heal the waters, clean the waters, life for all. Heal the waters, clean the waters, life for all. So
We are, the water's getting warmer now and more shallow. And we're seeing lots of seagulls, and we're surfacing close to the sea aquarium. So just bring yourself back into this consciousness, and we're in Lolita's tank now. She has brought us straight in, and we're all dismounting and jumping out of her tank onto the side. And we're sending her a blessing, thanking her for this amazing job. So let's take some breaths and give her a beautiful blessing. Open your heart. Share all that love and kindness and compassion with her. And as you wish, promise you will do what you can to help her plight as well. And then listen for a message from her. So take a breath. Let the rattle take you there. And ask Lolita for some information and send her love. So let's take some nice deep breaths as you collect your messages from her and thank her and know you are heart connected to her as long as you wish. And breathe yourself back into your body. Wiggle your hands and feet. Open your eyes when you are ready. Welcome home for a job well done. And thank you for this gorgeous work. So in this place of no time, you know, everything is possible. All things are possible. The shamanic practice is about creating miracles. And to them, miracles are just a situation that seems seemingly impossible, even 99% impossible. As long as there's 1% of possibility, we will try. We will do our very best to turn things around. And there is that belief that all things are possible in that space. And with that, I thank you so much for helping and being part of this experience, and I'd love to hear anything anybody has to say, and I hope I'm still on.
You are, Shoshana. Thank you so much. We're going to unmute everybody. So we
love you.
Thank you.
That was beautiful, Shoshana. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Are there any comments or anything people would like to share about what messages they might have gotten?
I kept hearing, this is Linda. Oh, go ahead, somebody.
Lolita gave me a gift, and it was laughter.
There was some distortion. We didn't hear what the gift was.
Laughter.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Lovely.
And along with laughter, even though I hear this echo, that because I was like Shoshana and my heart was sad for her predicament, and it was hard for me to get into the meditation because of that, Lolita said, don't just look at the bad, quote unquote. Look at the good. I have brought joy to many in this place.
Mm-hmm.
And the all of the heartfelt union and empathy that we're having for her is joyous.
Yeah.
Great.
So I don't know about her, but I needed it. Because that was the only thing that made me feel better about that. And I saw the walls coming down of that aquarium, not in a violent way, but in a way of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And the instrument that I have would help through sound and vibration and light to break down the walls of need of the physical as well as the etheric and emotional or whatever word you want to put to what created those walls, for them to come down and set her free.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
This is Ariane May, and she said to me, I listen to you. And I said, me? Just me individually, not just the group? She said, no, she listens to me. And then I felt her energy, her heart energy, going to my heart.
They are big heart creatures. They're here to teach us about love. Totally.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's lovely.
And this is Linda. Lolita expressed her desire to help David and I spread our work in the world through her spirit form, joining our other spirit team. And what a gift and a blessing this was.
Wow. Beautiful.
Really, really special.
Aloha, this is Donna Ann in Chicago. Can you tell me, is Lolita a whale or a dolphin?
She's a whale. She's an orca whale from the Pacific Northwest.
Thank you.
Orcas are dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Orcas are in the middle.
The largest dolphin.
Technically, it's the largest dolphin. We call them, they're the same as what's called killer whales. But they're not like anything else. Orcas are very unique. So, journey with them.
Was everybody able to follow the meditation?
Yeah, it was very
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank
and
you.
I like the chant. Shoshana, that's something that I can do when I'm holding my glass of water every morning to say that chant.
That's right.
To continue that. I love that.
That's right. You can, and you can take that water after you chant it and pour it into another body of water.
Yes.
Hi, it's Child here. And the gift she gave me was a pitcher to pour water, and I have been doing the water blessing using a pitcher since I read about it on the 13 Indigenous Grandmothers, and I just could see it going into, I actually live on a lake called Whale Lake, so I started with pouring the water into Whale Lake, where I pour water frequently, and then around the globe, and then just being above the earth and pouring water on the whole entire earth during the meditation. And the chant was beautiful. And I, too, got the message that Lolita is fine where she is. She's doing her dharma. And that was really surprising to hear because I didn't expect that. So I was interested. The first person who shared had something similar to say. And, of course, she will be happy to get back to the ocean, and I see her getting back to the ocean. And I just really felt the playfulness of the sea lions, and one of the messages I got was to be playful. So thank you. It was very beautiful, and I appreciated being here with you all.
Thank you very much.
If anyone is led that we put the mantra in the present moment and to say the waters are healed, the water is clean, there is life for all.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And it is already done.
That's nice.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions or...
You did great, Shoshana. I love the tool, everything. It was beautiful. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you for having me, and I really appreciate it. And yes, if you want to learn how to shamanic journey, you can find me at my website as well. You can just Google me. So many blessings to all of you. May you have a blessed day and year and life. And thank you for doing this. And keep up the great work.
And the only thing I will add, this is Linda, is what Granny has asked us for is to spend just 5 minutes a day in our own lives doing some sort of a water blessing to continue this on an ongoing basis. The gatherings once a month are fantastic to gather our energies and amplify it, but to continue it on every single day for just 5 minutes really does make a big difference. So thank you all. Thank you all for being here and for doing your part.
Thank you.
All right. I think we're complete. Have a magnificent rest of your day, everybody, and a great weekend. And thank you
blessings
again.
Blessings to all of you.
Blessings.
Blessings.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aloha.
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 Bye.